If we recall our readings from today in Matthew 21, verse 16, the words of our Lord Jesus said, "Have ye never read, out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, thou hast perfected praise?" And brothers and sisters, that is what we have come here to witness tonight. And it's one of the joys of a family Bible school to see our little ones praising and glorifying our Heavenly Father. So with that in mind, I would now like to turn the program over to our sisters of the Milford Road Ecclesia, and the title of the program for this evening is Let Your Light Shine.
Welcome to our children's program. Our first group are the little ones, 2 years to pre-K, that are now coming down the aisle. They are Matthew Sparacino, Salone Muma, Silas Rivera, Lillian Barrett, David Cooper, Luke Livermore, Fletcher Muma, Claire Muma, David Cooper Gore, Abby Wohoit, Edith Cash, Tabitha Peeler, Lara Lynn Cooper, James Cooper, and Simon Kennedy, Lily Prater, Elena Wills, Eli Cash, Eli Muma, and Caleb Riegel.
The Lord is the strength of my life.
I want to do it. Is it my turn? Say it. Is it my turn to say it?
Can't say it. Can't see it.
Strength for my life.
Can I say it?
Thank you.
Our next group are the completed kindergarten and grade one. They are presenting Jesus is the Light of the World. They are Gabriella Sparacino, Amos Muma, Jesse Cooper, Lucas Craycar, Ewan Gore, Tommy Wilhoy, Bobby Slayton, AJ Wilson, Zoe Asbury, Nora Kennedy, Alex Cash, Sarah Peeler, Adele Craycar, Colin Regal.
Let your light shine before men,
that they may see your good works,
and
glorify your Father in heaven.
Jesus is the light of the world.
Our third group, the students, have completed grades 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, who will present Well Done, Good and Faithful Servant. They are Shem Abel, Tamitha Krakar, Ava Gore, Noah Wilson, Jonathan Cooper, Connor Coffey, Gwen Kennedy, Daniel Livermore, Adeline Needs, Zeke Livermore, Allie McCracken, Hope Kaufman, Alex Massengill, and Maria Abba.
Jesus told a parable of a man who was going on a trip. He gave his wealth to 3 servants just as he saw fit. He gave 5 talents to the first servant. That servant made 5 more. The master was quite pleased when he went through the door.
Parable of the man who was going on a trip. He gave his wealth to 3 servants just as he saw fit. To the second servant he gave 2 talents, and that servant made 2 more. The master was quite pleased when he walked back through the door.
Was given 1 talent, but he made no more. He came before his master when he walked through the door. I knew you to be a hard man, reaping where he did not sow. I was afraid and hid your talent in the ground below.
Servant, take the servant's time and give it to the one with 10. For to everyone who has, more will be given, but from him who has not, what he has will be taken away.
Parables of lessons we can learn. We too are given many talents as he sees fit to turn them into many more. Don't hide them in the ground. So when our master does return, you'll hear his joyful sound.
Well done, well done, good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a little. I will set you over much.
Our last age group, who completed grades 5 and 6. They are Jude Livermore, Matthew McCracken, Sam Zinkowski, Caitlin Asbury, Drake Martinez Kessel, Mariah Muniz, David Slatton, Caroline Regal, Hannah Peeler, Naomi Kaufman, Tyler Massengill, Ava Livermore, and Evan Massengill.
Our next group is going to recite the lines of hymns 282 and 382. These hymns follow our theme of life. Sometimes when we sing our hymns, we really don't pay attention to the words and the lessons they teach. When we are told that God is light and in him is no darkness.
We live in a world of darkness, so we need to seek the light of God that will show us our path and make us wise unto salvation. God gave us his Son as the light of the world for us to follow. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. He that follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life.
Long has the night of darkness reigned. The dawn shall bring us light. For Christ shall come, and we shall rise with gladness in his sight.
Our hearts, if Jesus we would know, will love him and rejoice. His coming like the dawn shall be, like morning songs his voice.
As dew upon a tender herb, spreading fragrance round, our showers the usher in the spring and cheer the thirsty ground.
So shall his presence bless our soul and shed a joyful light, that hallowed morn shall chase away the darkness of the night.
Is chased from the face of the deep. How good to God's light now dissolving the shadows, and firm his commandments the heavens still keep.
The waters of Noah in the evening appeasing, see God's dove returning the message of peace, his bow in the cloud the glad token proclaiming, and seed time and harvest on earth shall not cease.
Behold the dark night that unto Egypt is falling, when Passover blood is defending God's own. A feast keep forever that God's will is telling. Then a pillar of fire is foretelling his throne.
Awaking the sleepers in dust to be free.
Let us try to live our lives following God and his Son so that others will be able to see the spiritual glow that we have for all things eternal. Let us strive to connect ourselves so closely to the Lord Jesus that we actually seem to shine because we are so full of love for our Lord.
When Moses had been with God on the mountain for 40 days and 40 nights, his face shone so brightly that the people were blinded by it. He had to cover his face with a veil to shield them from the brightness.
May the way we live our lives be an example to those around us so that they will want to know more about our God because of us. Jesus told us, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good work and glorify your Father which is in heaven."
Darkness, rise and shine on.
I'm certain that you'll join me in thanking all the sisters who worked hard this week on the program, especially our sisters from the Milford Road Ecclesia who were responsible for its preparation, as well as our sister Sarah McCracken for the coordination of the program. And we would also like to especially thank three sisters, and that is Sister Allison Livermore from the Milford Ecclesia, who, of course, had the youngest group, as well as Sister Ann Regal from the Couts Ecclesia, who played the piano and helped teach the songs. Also, Sister Hannah Gore from Livonia, who worked so hard with the older group. Thank you, sisters, and thank you, children. It was a very wonderful program. We will close this evening's worship in prayer by our brother Chris Quick from the Toledo Ecclesia after we have sung together hymn number 102. My God, how wonderful thou art, thy majesty how bright, how beautiful thy mercy seat that shines with healing light. Hymn 102.
Our dear Heavenly Father, creator and sustainer of all heaven and earth, hallowed be thy great and holy name. Lord, we would thank thee for this wonderful place which thou hast granted us, and this Bible school which has brought us out of this world and brought us to a shelter that keeps us out of the evil and harm that is in the world today and tries us on a weekly basis. This evening we are especially thankful for all these wonderful young people who have learned of thy word this week, and we would hope that thou would help us to maintain a childlike mind, that we may be open to the learning of thy word and thy principles. We would pray that thou would watch over us in the remaining hours that we have together here at this Bible school, and we would pray that thou would again bring us again together and again at this Bible school, if thy son does not return before that time. Lord, please watch over us and guide us. Be merciful to us and watch over us in all that we say and do. And we would, of course, pray for the soon return of thy son and the establishment of thy kingdom. And we would pray that through thy mercy, we all may have a small part in that kingdom. We would pray for this and all things, in and through the name of Christ Jesus our Lord, our High Priest and Master. Amen.